maybe some breakdowns here or there, but they play defense the way it's supposed to be played. They're pretty solid all the way around and make it hard on you in the passing and the run game, and you're going to have a good balance and be precise in everything you do to really put together a drive.
What can they do most to disrupt you? What do you feel like that might be their key defense?
Well, I think they get after the passer with their D linemen and with their different blitz packages. They got a lot of guys that can rush, and got a lot of good cover guys that can play man-to-man, so that makes it tough.
I assume that is a challenge for your offensive linemen. Have they talking about?
Yeah, that's something we definitely know, and they have a really talented group up front, and blocking them has got to be the beginning of where we are on offense.
What about having the wide receivers, though, that you have? I mean, you guys have the ability to cause some hurt to a defensive secondary.
No, yeah, we got some really talented guys out wide and have been doing a really nice job for us all year, and we're going to need their best foot forward this week to put together a good offensive performance.
For OU fans and faithful who may not know much about your receiving corps, what would you want them to sort of know about the guys that are going to be out there catching balls from you?
Well, they're a big physical group is how I think I'd sum it up. The big guys that can run and just create some mismatches based off size a lot compared to a lot of DBs. I don't know if that'll particularly be the case against Oklahoma with a very talented secondary and very talented corners and safeties, but definitely that's something that we have out wide that we like.
You're an Iowa native, right?
I am.
Does that, being the quarterback at Iowa, being an Iowa native, does that add at all to that?
Yeah, I think it's something that's really exciting, just being able to be in this position now after watching them for so long and seeing so many bowl games and now actually being at one. It's been a great experience.
Do you have any growing up an Iowa fan stories?
Not totally. I vividly remember that LSU Capital One game, that last second one, but it's been a great experience so far, and we got a couple days left to finish it off.
Did you get to go to some games as a kid?
I did, yeah. I'm only about an hour and a half south, so
yeah,
it's not bad for me.
Have some early memories of going to games in Iowa City?
I do, yeah. I remember Antoine Randall L. That's who I really remember from Indiana. That was my first game I think I ever came to, and he was a beast.
That's not exactly the memory you want to have.
No, yeah, that was. I moved to Iowa when I was in fifth grade, and that was about my first Iowa experience with Antoine Randall L. I think it was Coach Ferentz's first year.
Probably something Coach may not want to remember.
Yeah.
Thanks, James.
No problem.
You were talking about the receivers there just now. One point I want to ask about in particular is Kamata.
Mm-hmm.
What strides have you noticed from him at this time especially? Because I know this is a period where they stress player development with some of the younger.
Uh-huh. I think he's done a great job for us all year. And just his maturity at the position, understanding everything that's going on and how things need to be run in certain situations, just from camp to during the season till now, is just night and day. And that's what we expected out of him. He's been doing a great job of just growing as he goes, and I forget all the time that he's only a redshirt freshman, so we expect him to keep moving in that direction.
With Marcus being out, how much did the game plan change at all? Because I would imagine that part of it was in place before that.
Yeah, not really. I don't think you can specifically pick one thing to do against these guys. They're a really talented defense. I don't think we were just going to line up and pound it at them with Marcus, and I don't think without him we're going to throw it 60 times. I think you have to be balanced, and you have to be able to do a little bit of everything, because if you do your regular stuff over and over, these guys are going to key on it and not make it easy.
So what kind of dynamics then do players like Jordan Kanzeri or DeAndre or Brad Rogers even, what do they present?
Yeah, they do a great job catching the ball out of the backfield, which is something that's big for us. And it's just a great change of pace. I mean, obviously, Coker's a great back, but we got a lot of good ones to fill in, naming those guys that you just said, and they can do the job. This is a great opportunity for them, and we expect their best.